Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game one between the Mets and the Washington Nationals as we kicked off the final regular season homestand here in 2024. Sean Manaea against Jake Irvin was the pitching matchup, and it was six up and six down for Manaea and Irvin over the first two innings. The first base runner came when Keibert Ruiz singled to lead off the third. Jacob Young next, he placed down a bunt to first, and Ruiz beat an errant throw to second by Pete Alonso to put runners at first and second with no outs. Nassim Nunez next, he failed to get down a sacrifice bunt as he popped it up to third for the first down of the inning. Top of the order next, and the number two overall pick from a year ago, Dylan Cruz, he hit a ground ball back up the middle, and Eddie Alvarez made a terrific glove hand flip to force Jacob Young out at second base. That put runners at the corners with two away for James Wood.
Runners at the corners, two outs, deep breath, two strike pitch, got him swinging heater away, all the way up to 96 for Manaea, who pumps one by Wood on the outside corner to Strand, first and third.
A strikeout of James Wood and Manaea out of trouble in the top of the third inning. Irvin made it 9 up and 9 down in the bottom half of the inning. Then it was on to the top of the fourth. Juan Yepes led off the inning with a double. A ground out to second advanced him to third with one away for Jose Tania.
0-1. Line to left field, a base hit past the drawn and infield by Iglesias. That scores Yepes. And on a single the other way against the drawn in infielders, it is 1-0 Washington on Jose Tena's single.
So the Nationals struck first in the fourth inning. It was 1-0 Nats. Tena wouldn't be there for long, though, because Francisco Alvarez gunned him down at second, trying to swipe the bag, and Ildemar Vargas flied out to end the fourth inning. Jose Iglesias broke a streak of nine in a row, set down by Irvin with a leadoff single in the bottom of the fourth. Jesse Winker then flied out to deep right center field, and Iglesias went to second. J.D. Martinez then grounded out for the second out of the inning. Pete Alonso next reached on an infield single to short, and Iglesias advanced to third. First and third with two outs, Brandon Nimmo worked a walk, which loaded the bases for Mark Vientos.
Iglesias off third, Alonso off second, Nimmo at first, two outs, 2-2 pitch coming to Vientos. Here it is. Chopper hits slowly up the third baseline. Irvin over, fields, throws to first, in time. Vientos is out, takes his helmet off, and slams it into the grass. The Mets end up stranding. The bases loaded in the fourth inning. Vientos had a chance, couldn't quite beat it out, and the inning is over.
It was a terrific defensive play by Jake Irvin as he escaped the jam in the fourth. 1-0 Nationals after four. From there, it was all about the starting pitchers. Over the next three innings, Sean Manaea allowed just one base runner, a two-out walk to Nassim Nunez in the fifth, but he set down the final seven batters that he faced. Jake Irvin, after he stranded the bases loaded, faced the minimum over the next three innings, allowing just a one-out base runner on a single by Brandon Nimmo in the seventh, but nothing else. It was 1-0 3-0 Nationals after 7. Shaw Manaea was done. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Jose Buto took over and struck out the side and kept it a 1-0 game, and it was on to the bottom of the 8th inning. Jake Irvin returned for the 8th with the Nationals ahead 1-0. Tyrone Taylor led off and doubled into the corner and left to put the tying run in scoring position. Francisco Alvarez then hit a slow ground ball to third that he appeared to beat the throw at first. Call on the field was safe, but after review, it was overturned, and he was out. But Taylor was safe at third with one away. Jake Irvin was done after 7 1/3. Derek Law took over. Carlos Mendoza went to his bench for Starling Marte, and on the first pitch, he grounded out to shortstop with the infield drawn in, and Taylor was held at third. Now 2 outs, tying run still 90 feet away, and Jose Iglesias provided us with our turning point of the game.
Law ready, the 1-0 to Iglesias. Swing and a bouncer back to the mound. Off the glove of Law, rolls behind him. It's going to tie the game. Law can't pick it up. In the score is Taylor. Alvarez, or at least Iglesias, comes through again, and the Mets have tied it 1-1. Well, a little bit of good fortune there. Alvarez, or at least Iglesias, hit it hard on one hop, and Law couldn't glove it.
That was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon, and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So Jose Iglesias came through with a game-tying single, and the Mets were on the board and looked for more. With the go-ahead run at first, Jesse Winker walked to put a pair on with 2 outs, but the Mets settled for just 1. J.D. Martinez struck out looking to end the rally in the bottom of the 8th. Edwin Diaz on in a tied game for the 2nd consecutive game. James Wood led off and singled through the hole on the left side to put the go-ahead run on. He promptly stole second base, and the Nationals had the go-ahead run in scoring position. Juan Yepes grounded out to short for the first out. Wood remained at second. Davey Martinez went to his bench, and he turned to Luis Garcia. He grounded out to short. This time, Wood advanced to third. 2 outs in the go-ahead run, 90 feet away, and Jose Tania up for Washington.
And the paid crowd of 21,694 come to their feet. The Nationals won. The Mets won. 2 out, top of the 9th. Wood the runner at third. Diaz ready. Come set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled into the mid of Alvarez. Strike 3, side retired. He got him with a slider. And after a leadoff single, the Nationals fail to score.
Tana down on strikes. Diaz with the strikeout, and was on to the bottom of the 9th, tied at 1. Jose Ferrer took over in the 9th for Washington, and he mowed down Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, and Mark Vientos in order to send the game to extras. 1-1 after 9. Reed Garrett took over for the Mets in the 10th. Tana was the placed runner at 2nd. Ildemaro Vargas led off for Washington. He sacrificed Tana to 3rd for the first out of the inning, but now the tying run, 90 feet away. Keibert Ruiz with the infield drawn in, grounded out to shortstop. Luis Angel Acuna froze Tania over at third, delivered a strike to first for the 2nd out. Go-ahead run still 90 feet away. Now 2 outs, and Jacob Young up for the Nationals.
Corners are in still. Middle infield back. Young can lay one down at any time. First pitch. Righty swings. It's a ground ball to short. Acuna to his left. Picks it up. Slings to first in time. Garrett throws up a 0 in the 10th. And the Mets, who strand a runner at 3rd, will try to win it in the bottom of the 10th.
That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Tied and on to the bottom of the 10th inning, Jacob Barnes took over for Washington. Harrison Bader was the placed runner at 2nd in replace of Mark Vientos. Washington decided to walk Tyrone Taylor intentionally with the open base, 1st and 2nd with nobody out. Francisco Alvarez hit a deep drive to right center field that was caught, but it did advance Harrison Bader to 3rd. The winning run now 90 feet away, and Starling Marte up for the Mets.
So this is going to be a juicy one for Starling Marte, who, unlike the previous batter Alvarez, Marte has that long experience, slow heartbeat in a moment like this. The 35-year-old. 1st and 3rd, 1 out, tie game, 3-1 pitch.
Line, left field, base hit to the corner. Marte wins it for the Mets. Bader scores. The Mets come back to beat Washington 2-1 in 10. And Marte, they're going for his jersey at second base. He can't escape the mob. And the Mets in September win another big one, taking the first one from Washington. And still Marte erasing that mob. They've ripped his jersey off. All smiles now for the Mets. Marte off the bench late in his second at bat. Drives one off Barnes to win it. The Mets get their first win without Francisco Lindor in the starting lineup. They may need more of these. And Marte gets the job done in the 10th.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered, so strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.